Oh, now you do know Guns, the Gun Show Live, Madison Square Garden, the greatest city in the world, the city that never ever sleeps, and everyone's out what they're doing, stop, focus, pay attention. I'm actually very stoked to welcome to the show this band. They're called The Neighborhood. They've been killing it lately. It's twitter.com/TheNBHD, and we're actually here with Brian. What's up, buddy? How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Just coming off of, one of the last days of the tour. We have two more dates.
Yeah, it's been, well, let's be this, man. 2013 has not sucked for you guys. We can start there, right?
Definitely not, no. It's been a fucking blessing.
It has gone up and beyond, and, it couldn't happen to a harder working group of guys. I've seen you guys now multiple times for over a year now, but really the last couple months, it's a whole new level. It's a whole new ballgame you guys got yourself into, so good job, right?
Thanks, man. Yeah, I think touring for almost 2 years straight now has really gotten us to the point where our tour now that we're on is what we've been working towards. You know what I mean? Like, not just between us and the band, but we brought our friends out who are opening for us in Love Life, and It's just a tour full of friends, because everybody on our crew are people that we brought from home. We do everything in-house,
right? Yeah, and it just feels right.
This is a tour that's everybody's excelling at, even to our lighting guy James. Last night we played the Palladium in LA, and I was just telling him, I was like, dude, that was just as much your show as it was my show,
right?
He's an integral part of that, you know what I mean? And it was just, this is the culmination, this tour, which we're calling The Circus.
Right, and it just everything kind of just feels right for you guys. This has been what you've been working for. So now that, even though it is still the industry, you guys are able to kind of call your own shots for once. And, hard work and perseverance and passion kind of, it doesn't work out for everybody, but at least it's working out right now for The Neighborhood.
Yeah, man, that's been our ethos since day one, is that we wanted to do everything ourselves and do everything in-house. And luckily, when we met Columbia Records, they were really on board with backing our creative vision and stuff like that. So it's been really smooth. We do all of our own album art. Our two best friends do our videos. All of our friends are in our crew on the road.
The whole deal.
Anything that you see coming out from The Neighborhood camp is directly from us or our friends, who, as far as I'm concerned, are just as much a part of The Neighborhood as we are.
Right, exactly. It's The Neighborhood, literally, legitimately, it's more than just the band. Hence the name.
Yeah, no, it really is.
Hence the name.
A lot of people think it's just us five, but we're just the dudes who play the music, mm-hmm. Our tour manager and Jesse grew up together, and Jesse looks up to him as a big brother.
Right.
And without him, people don't see what he does, on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
But without him, we'd be nobodies.
Right.
You know what I mean? We wouldn't be able to get through any day on tour.
Especially to have to deal with all of you guys as well. God bless his soul,
Yeah, exactly. It is true. We give him shit, so bless him for putting up with it.
People think tour manager is the best job ever, and then you're like, oh, but I have to take care of multiple personalities from every member at all times, so.
We have an ongoing joke that anytime we're about to go on stage, nobody can find Jeremy. So he's always
he's the one.
Even last night, we were on stage 5 minutes, and he came in the room, and he goes, "Where's Jeremy?" And I just laughed.
It's not
funny, because I see on his face, he's just stressed out.
Of course.
Damn it, again.
Never gets easy. Yeah. Well, listen, The Neighborhood, we got a couple minutes here to speak with you. I really do appreciate you taking the time. Like I said, it's not. I'm a fan of you guys, which is kind of cool, because it's been great to see the rise, and whether it's here in New York City, seeing you guys play, Webster Hall or something small, and then Terminal 5 not too long ago, which was just fucking mind-blowing. And it's cool from I play guitar since I was 6 years old, so I look at the music standpoint. And the beauty about The Neighborhood is, one of my favorite songs was Flawless, which was on the last album. And you can go Flawless to No Gray. And it just showcases just what you guys are capable of doing. And I really think this album was able to, kind of just bring that out and kind of just show the awareness of, this is the real deal for us.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah, we actually have some new music. We have a whole new project that's done.
Okay.
It's done. We have it. I don't know when it's going to come out. I don't know how long. I don't know when we're going to release the first song off it or whatever. But we have this project that's done, that when that comes out, I think that's really going to be
the catalyst.
The oh shit moment, kind of. I mean, we've kind of displayed what we could do so far, and a lot of the songs that came out like on the album and stuff are songs that were written, you know, maybe close to 2 years ago.
Right. And yeah, you guys,
if not even before that.
Right.
And this new project is something that we wrote on the road, just us five. We didn't go into a studio. It's legitimately just us five recording it how we used to, straight onto Jesse's computer.
Nice.
All DI, everything. We did it all ourselves, and it's us now. So it's definitely a little bit different, but I think I'm more proud of it than I have been of anything we've put out in a long time.
And, you know, that's what you got to do, because, you know, the beauty about The Neighborhood is, all right, you obviously you have the songs on the album, but the live show is where it's at. And you being a drummer, I play guitar, but also I was, did some drumming as well. Like you were saying before, the whole light show, it's so important because the drum timing on the album is cool, but I know that you're adding so many fills during the live show as well. You know what I mean? Like, so
yeah,
you,
yeah. With the album, it's kind of like you want to do, I've been playing drums since I was 9. I wouldn't necessarily even say that I'm a drummer. I'm more of a songwriter because I play everything. So
right.
I play drums in this band, so I kind of know the role that we all want the drums to play, which is we want the drums to be amazing, but you don't want it to be distracting or show-offy. A lot of the decisions that I make for drums are what's going to benefit the song.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, that's what I want to be good. I don't want to look at the album and go, wow, I jacked off on the drums the entire album.
Right.
I want to be like, yeah, we wrote an album of songs. All of the songs, I think, are great,
Fits what it should
back,
be. Yeah,
just the drums.
Fits what that song should be, or at that moment in time, what it should come out as. It's not like you're auditioning right now, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, very cool. And so as far as this new project goes, not a new project, you mean just new music, like perhaps another album coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah, not a new project that you guys
actually,
are...
I think what's different about it is that most bands traditionally, they follow an album cycle from their record label or whatever. So they put out an album, they tour on it, and then, whatever, a year and a half, 2 years later, whatever, they put out another studio-released album. Mm-hmm. And I think what's different about this is that it will come out before that.
Very cool. Very cool. Good. And
so,
yeah.
I think we're going to stick to the album cycle, and our next album will come out, our next Columbia released, in Best Buy, whatever album will come out when it's supposed to be album release cycle. But this new project that we have will come out before then.
Good. Perfect.
At some point.
Right. And also to keep you guys sane as well, because you guys are just itching to continue what you guys are doing. And especially coming off this, this tour that you guys just did, where you can play at Terminal 5 and Kill at the Palladium. I just turned on my Facebook and Twitter feed, and like half of it was blown up from industry folks all seeing you guys last night just fucking dominate. So props on that. So
thanks, man. Yeah, I mean, that was crazy. I was saying on my personal Twitter, when I was in middle school, me and my brother and
what
my
are you eating, by the way? Is it awesome?
Went to the Palladium
right.
And saw Blink-182 play.
Okay.
when I was in middle school. So to go back there, when I'm older and headline it and have my dad there seeing me play it when he saw, years prior, he was there with me watching a band. And then for him to come and see me headline it last night and play it was a surreal feeling.
Yeah, it's full cycle, and hopefully it continues to go on. And, it's my duty as a fan, but also as an esteemed professional, and I use that very loosely here, to let people know that you guys are more than just sweater weather. In fact, I don't even play sweater weather. I haven't played that in 6 months or so because I'm not over the song, but when there's so many other songs out there, it's my duty to prove that there's other songs on the album and to really push it, And, Alleyways is a hell of a song. I've been playing that one a lot recently, but, there's something for everybody on this album, and, I never got to speak to you guys about it once it came out, but I just want to say props and congrats and just fucking keep on doing the damn thing, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I mean, we all love Sweater Weather. That was the first song we ever wrote as a band.
Right.
So, obviously, we love that song. We love what it's done for us. But I will say, now that Afraid is also on alternative radio, that song to me is a better representation of us
right.
as a whole.
Beautiful, yeah.
You know what I mean? That song's more like... Like, if somebody asked me, if I met somebody on the street and they said, play me, I only have time to listen to one song, but I want to get a good idea of what your band is.
Right.
Play me a song. I'd play them afraid.
Damn right. And yeah, it's like Blink. All right, we love Damn It. I don't think they even love Damn It anymore, but you got to do what you got to do to satisfy people, you know?
Yeah, I mean, no,
same with Sweater Weather.
It.
Yeah,
and it's a surreal feeling when we have this little intro jam that we play for Sweater Weather Live,
right.
And when we play that, and like the guitar lead does the vocal lead and the little instrumental jam, and people realize what it is and they go nuts. I mean, that's a crazy feeling. That makes me want to play the song. You know
right.
what I mean? Like when I see people react to it, like that's what live shows are about. I mean, it's a cyclical energy. Like if the crowd's into it, we get into it, and if we get into it, the crowd gets into it.
Perfect, dude. We're speaking here with Brian. Appreciate you coming on the show. He's from The Neighborhood. It's The NBHD. That's the website. That's also the Twitter. What's your personal Twitter so that way you can get thousands of followers as well? Added.
Yeah, yeah. I actually have one of the best Twitters known to man.
Prove it.
So I'm actually doing everybody a favor who's listening by supplying my Twitter. It's _ Oliver with 2 V's.
Okay. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, none of our Twitter handles are our real names.
Clearly not. Especially Oliver, especially Brian, who has a Y instead of an I, which is great because one of my favorite hockey players had a Y instead of an I as well.
Yeah.
That's, so it's Oliver with 2 V's, so it looks like a W. Perfect.
Yeah, so it's _ first. So it's @ Oliver with 2 V's.
Perfect, man. Well, listen, you're a great American. It's nice meeting you, and I appreciate it, man, and just enjoy the ride, and we'll just see you out on the road and just keep releasing music, man. Just live it, right? Just live it on. So.
All right, dude. Yeah, I mean, thank you so much for this, dude. It was an honor.
Good, man. You don't know, now you do know. It's Guns the Gun Show. All right, cool. Can you do a liner? Brian, Neighborhood, you listen to the Gun Show, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Hey, what's up? This is Brian from The Neighborhood, and you're listening to The Gun Show.
Perfect, dude. Nice meeting you, man.